Yesterday evening, we were tasked by Malin Head Coast Guard, approximately just after about 9 o'clock, to report from a member of the public that there had been two females had left in Flinter Beach in two kayaks. They gave us a brief description of what the two females looked like and their kayaks, and they informed us that they actually had no life jackets with them, and they were uncontactable by their mobile phones. So we came to the station, we launched the boat. Before we left, we were aware that Bundoran Lifeboat was also tasked, and Rescue Woman Aid from Sligo was also tasked as well. We made our way around to Flinter Beach, and after a very short search, we sighted the two kayaks out from Flinter Beach, between Flinter Beach and what we would know locally as the Ring of Largay. And at that stage, Rescue Woman Aid was on scene as well, conducting their search as well, and Bundoran Lifeboat was just basically coming behind us as well. And we made it as far as the two girls, and as we were told, they had no life jackets of any shape or description on them. So we made the decision to take the two females on board the boat and their two kayaks. And we made our way into Flinter Beach and close to the shore, where also Killybegs Coast Guard had a shore crew on scene as well. So basically, the two girls went back on to their kayaks. We had supplied them when they came on board initially onto our boat with our life jackets. We have a number of life jackets, casualty life jackets as we call them, to give to anybody that comes on board our boat. It's the first thing that's done to anybody that comes on board. So they made their way back to the shore, and as soon as our shore crew informed us that they had them and retrieved onto the beach, we returned to base then.
No doubt not the only message here, should one always wear a life jacket no matter what, but indeed one should be back at the time in which they said they would be back to shore.
Yeah, you've got it in one. Definitely life jackets has to be a must. You know, it should be second nature at this stage when working on the water or near to the water as well. It's an absolute must. Like, I can't stress that more. And also, as you say, making arrangements to say what time they'll be back, and if we're not back at that time, you know, there should be mobile phone numbers and that, and so on and so forth. But the life jackets, the lack thereof this time, was a serious concern. This was a very successful rescue, if you want to call it, but it could have went wrong. You know, the weather conditions and all yesterday was perfectly calm. That's no excuse for no life jacket whatsoever.